sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. Oh, I'd sure like to check you for ticks.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Washington, D.C. this morning is teeming with red hats.
So why are you here today?
To see President Trump before he gets inaugurated as president. Greatest American comeback in American history.
As the clock ticks down to Donald Trump's second inauguration, President Biden has issued numerous preemptive pardons, including one for Dr. Anthony Fauci and one for former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley, who called Donald Trump a fascist. Also pardoned members of the House Select Committee on the January 6th Capitol riot. Now, last night, the president-elect promised to release many of those who were convicted of taking part in the riot, telling his supporters,
"Tomorrow, everybody in this very large arena will be very happy with my decision on the J6 hostages."
The swearing-in will be held inside the Capitol Rotunda because of the cold weather. This is ABC News. Weeks. TikTok back up and running again after an outage on Sunday, the platform turning the service back on after President-elect Trump promised a pause in the ban put in place over security concerns. Bird flu confirmed at a poultry processing facility in Georgia. Officials there say food at supermarkets are safe. The college football season comes to an end tonight. Ohio State and Notre Dame surviving the first ever 12-team college football playoff to face in the championship game. ABC's Will Reeves.
OSU enters the game with one goal, to capture its first title in a decade. Buckeyes quarterback Will Howard says the team's prepared for a fight.
It's going to be a war, and it's not going to be given to us. We're going to have to go earn it out there.
Notre Dame needs their dominant defense to slow down OSU's high-powered offense if they have any chance of winning their 12th title in program history and first since 1988.
In the NFL, the AFC and NFC championship games are set. The Chiefs will host the Bills, and the Eagles take on the Commanders. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The City of Park Falls has announced that you can receive your water utility bill by email. More information is available on the cityofparkfalls.com website, and they say that they are working on implementing direct withdrawal as well, but they have to make a few changes before that can be rolled out. But if you don't want to do that, don't worry, good old Mr. Zip will still work too. Amtrak's Borealis service is set to receive a boost. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
It's almost $39 million coming from the Department of Transportation aimed at enhancing commuter rail options between Chicago and Minneapolis. The federal grant will support the popular route that began operations last May. There are stops in several Wisconsin communities, including Milwaukee, The Dells, and La Crosse. The service has already attracted over 100,000 riders since it started. A statement supporting the project from Senator Tammy Baldwin says the investment will provide more travel options for Wisconsinites, support local economies, and improve transportation efficiency.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The national championship tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
College football's championship game is tonight in Atlanta. Ohio State against Notre Dame inside the Atlanta Falcons Mercedes-Benz Dome. It's the first time in 12 years the Fighting Irish have played in the championship. The Buckeyes were there in 2020. Notre Dame, 8.5-point underdogs. Kickoff on ESPN at 6:30. The Wisconsin Badgers say freshman defensive back Xavier Lucas signed a 2-year NIL agreement early last December to remain with the Badgers for another 2 more years. Lucas has since moved on to the Miami Hurricanes, has hired lawyers to fight the dispute. NBA, the Bucks beat the 76ers, 123-109. So how did the Bucks go from a 1-6 start to the season to now winning 4 in a row?
For us, you know, at times we were focused, at times we wasn't focused. But overall, we played a good game. It doesn't matter, we won the game. You know, now it's 4 in a row. Thank you, Mr. Dan. It doesn't matter. We won the game.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Taking a look at some local sports scores from Friday, boys basketball. Rib Lake tops Shawamigan Friday by a count of 75-40. Phillips edge Prentice 42-41. Drummond to winner over the Butternut Boys Friday 68-17. Mosinee top Lakeland 73-43. And the Antigo Boys beat Tomahawk 78-43. On the girls' side Friday night, you had Drummond topping Butternut 57-37. It was Ashland taking on Hayward. Hayward wins that one 64-16. It was Solon Springs topping Mellon on Friday night in girls action 55-45. Winter over Prairie Farm 44-37. Lakeland girls on Friday top Mosinee 49-46. And the Medford girls top Rhinelander 69-56. And the Tomahawk girls win over Antigo Friday night 47-46. All area sporting events are postponed for today. Check with your local schools for tomorrow. The rule is, if you don't have school, that evening's extracurricular activities are also canceled. So most area schools have canceled. We were scheduled to bring you a doubleheader tomorrow night, but those games will be postponed. Hurley at Shawamigan Boys and Shawamigan at Phillips Girls tomorrow night. They will postpone those to a later date due to the severe cold weather.
I'm Rob Jerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Attention high school students across the Badger State. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting entries for the 2026 State Park and Forest 12-month Vehicle Admission Pass Contest. Entries can be submitted through April 30th. More details when we return, but first,
ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is now accepting artwork entries from high school students for the 2026 12-month Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Pass. The annual DNR-sponsored design contest is open to all school-age students in Wisconsin who attend public, private, and parochial schools. Artwork entries should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in the Badger State. Materials for the 2026 sticker design contest are now available, and students can submit entries through April 30th. Rules, submission guidelines, tips for a winning design, and past sticker design winners are available on the DNR's State Park Pass Design Contest webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search State Park Contest. The vehicle admission passes provide access to more than 60 state parks, forests, and recreation area properties across the Badger State. I'm Rob Jerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. The extreme cold warning will continue today, tonight, into tomorrow. We will get to 7 below for a high today. The wind chill pushing minus 30 for a good chunk of the day. Tonight down to 24 below with a wind chill minus 30 to minus 40. Tomorrow sunny and a little warmer with a high near zero. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, 26 below.
98 Q Country.
when the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart you come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon moon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only,
college dorm, yeah, my life, it was pretty normal. Looking for a date to the spring formal. Wasn't worried about nothing else, no. Majoring in undecided, notebook full of bad songs I was writing. Never dreamed anybody else would like them. Now they're sitting on a Walmart shelf. Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up,
change it for the world.
things you said I do, but everybody else said, man, you're 22, what you trying to prove? Hey, why don't you wait? Cause I've been waiting on her since the second grade, yeah. And now she got her own set of fans, got a blue check mark by her Instagram, and I wrote a little song about holding her hand, and now everybody wanna die happy, man. Told my daddy and mama, you're gonna have a grandkid.
Yep.
From Uganda, that's right, we're adopting. And she is the cutest little girl that you ever seen. While I was wrapping my head around being a dad, a bigger wrench got thrown in the plans we thought we had. Now there's Willow and sweet Ada James, that's two under two. Now hey, what can I say?
Country.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Woman is a mystery, a man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow. Be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something. Suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, judging by the smile. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did.
caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me she's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
Girl, where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
Brand new song from Blake Shelton. It's called Texas at 98Q Country. Good Monday to you. Stay safe out there today. I saw the temperature warmed up to 19 below here at the studio. It's a 4-degree increase. I felt it too. I just feel it in the air. Temperatures will get... We'll get to about 7 below today. If you don't have to, don't do it today. And maybe check on some neighbors who, if you have any concern at all for them, and maybe just check on and make sure their cars are starting and all that stuff and help out however you can. Today, of course, is Inauguration Day as Donald Trump becomes president for the second time. It'll start off with a service at St. John's Church, followed by tea at the White House. Does anybody really want to? I think if you surveyed everybody who's involved in the inauguration and said, all right, a tea at the White House following following church, anybody for or against? I'm pretty sure everybody would probably just say, how about we just lay out some, maybe some Egg McMuffins or something and tea at the White House. It sounds so British. So the day will continue after that. J.D. Vance will be sworn in as vice president. And then right after that, Donald Trump will be sworn in as president. And he will immediately kick anyone out of the country that he doesn't want here. No, that's not going to happen. That's what some people will make you think. As soon as he becomes president, he's just going to walk off the stage and just start kicking people out. Carrie Underwood will sing America the Beautiful at the ceremony. And classic tenor Christopher Macchio will perform the national anthem. Lee Greenwood also will be performing. Donald Trump will then head to the president's room in the Senate, where it is tradition to sign the nominations, to sign nominations, whatever that means. And then after a lunch on Capitol Hill, there will be more tea. No, there won't be more tea. There should be. If you're going to have tea once, why not have tea twice? After a lunch at Capitol Hill, the president... presidential parade. Again, is it necessary? I don't know. We're going to see him for the next 4 years. See, I think they should vote on these things. The tea, out. Parade, eh. So they're going to be a presidential parade parading down Pennsylvania Avenue, and it's going to be cold. That's why they're moving the whole thing inside, because it's going to be cold in the nation's capital today. There will be numerous inaugural balls and rallies that will be scheduled for Monday evening and the following few days also. So all the former presidents and first ladies, except for Michelle Obama, apparently will be there. Of course, Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, former President Barack Obama, George W., Bill Clinton will all be on hand. Former First Ladies Laura Bush, Hillary Clinton, but I don't think, last I saw, Michelle Obama won't be there. So inauguration, a lot going on today. Schools being canceled due to the severe cold weather. We got a federal holiday with Martin Luther King Jr. Day and the inauguration. For me, it's a good day to just not turn on the news on my TV. It's just a good day to... the NBA, I think my Timberwolves are playing this afternoon. I got a good excuse. Twice an hour, we're going to get you updated on news and sports. That's what we do here in the morning show. Let's get you updated right now.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Washington, D.C. this morning is teeming with red hats.
So why are you here today?
To see President Trump before he gets inaugurated as president. Greatest American comeback in American history.
As the clock ticks down to Donald Trump's second inauguration, President Biden has issued numerous preemptive pardons, including one for Dr. Anthony Fauci and one for former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley, who called Donald Trump a fascist. Also pardoned members of the House Select Committee on the January 6th Capitol riot. Now, last night, the president-elect promised to release many of those who were convicted of taking part in the riot, telling his supporters,
"Tomorrow, everybody in this very large arena will be very happy with my decision on the J6 hostages."
The swearing-in will be held inside the Capitol Rotunda because of the cold weather. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. On January 19th at 12:16 a.m., the Ashland Bayfield Emergency Communication Center received a call from a friend reporting an overdue 20-year-old male from Ashland who was late joining them while ice fishing on the Shawamigan Bay. The 20-year-old was reported to be on a snowmobile with the last known communication at 9:03 p.m. on January 18th. Members of the Coast Guard, Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Ashland Fire Department, Ashland Police Department, and Ashland County Sheriff's Office responded and began searching. On January 19th at approximately 10 a.m., the male was located in open water, deceased, and the incident is currently under investigation by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Ashland County Sheriff's Office. The identity of the subject will be withheld pending the notification of family. With dangerous cold spilling into the state, it's important to keep an eye on those pipes to make sure they don't burst. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us some tips.
One mistake people make is not having the heat high enough in your house. The thermostat needs to be set in the mid-60s, at least, and even when you're not home. Crews during the past cold snap were running at full capacity with pipes already breaking. So, it's important to be prepared. Close gaps around doors and windows. Don't let drafts in. Experts suggest pipe insulation or foam. And let small drops of water drip from your faucet. It helps reduce the pressure and helps prevent freezing pipes. And if you do wind up with a frozen pipe, shut the water off and thaw it out. Space heaters are efficient, but it's important to use them safely and to make sure that they're monitored and away from flammable materials.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The national championship tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football's championship game is tonight in Atlanta. Ohio State against Notre Dame inside the Atlanta Falcons Mercedes-Benz Dome. It's the first time in 12 years the Fighting Irish have played in the championship. The Buckeyes were there in 2020. Notre Dame, 8.5-point underdogs. Kickoff on ESPN at 6:30. The Wisconsin Badgers say freshman defensive back Xavier Lucas signed a 2-year NIL agreement early last December to remain with the Badgers for another 2 more years. Lucas has since moved on to the Miami Hurricanes, has hired lawyers to fight the dispute. NBA, the Bucks beat the 76ers, 123-109. So how did the Bucks go from a 1-6 start to the season to now winning 4 in a row?
For us, you know, at times we were focused, at times we wasn't focused. But overall, we played a good game. It doesn't matter, we won the game. You know, now it's 4 in a row. Thank you, Mr. Dan. It doesn't matter, we won the game.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
The extreme cold warning will continue today, tonight, into tomorrow. We will get to 7 below for a high today. The wind chill pushing minus 30 for a good chunk of the day. Tonight down to 24 below with a wind chill minus 30 to minus 40. Tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with a high near zero. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, 27 below.
98Q Country.
I love hearing that shower turn on, but there's nothing but a towel on you. You sing along with some Timberlake bumping, but he ain't got nothing on you. I don't wanna hear the coffee pouring, a goodbye kiss, then locking the door. Yeah, sounds like leaving you on. It's a little too loud on the highway. I wanna pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet at my place. Wanna come on over, come on over. I just wanna hear that ringtone. I like it turned up when you're blowing up my phone. Wanna hear you say come on over, 'cause when you tell me to come on over, I like the sound of that. Love the sound of the thunder rolling. It makes you move a little closer to me. And girl, I bet that your neighbors hate us, 'cause we could laugh all night and never sleep. And we can worry about the world in the morning. Light up a candle, lock the door. Wanna stay right here with you. Yes, I. It's a little too loud on the highway. I wanna pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet at my place. Wanna come on over, come on over. I just wanna hear that ringtone. I like it turned up when you're blowing up my phone. Wanna hear you say come on over, 'cause when you tell me to come on over, I like the sound of that. I like the sound, I like the sound of that.
First,
I'm Raleigh Green. Picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of keystone.
Sounds good to me.
This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Sweet 98Q Country.
Your words don't mean a thing. No more calling me baby, no more loving like crazy, till you take me down.
Take me down.
You better take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
bacon and gravy. Ain't gonna have your baby till you take me down.
Take me down.
You better take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down.
Take me down.
You better take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down.
Take me down.
You better take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Little Big Town and 98Q Country. Severe weather updates are brought to you by Diana Skowinski, your State Farm insurance agent here in Park Falls. All the closings, cancellations at 98QCountry.com. All the area schools have shut down. All the Price County senior dining sites are closed today and tomorrow. And there will be no home delivery of meals. Also, the Red Apple Center here in Phillips is closed today and tomorrow. And all the area schools have shut down. Most have shut down tomorrow also. So do what you got to do to press your way and get through this whole thing here. If that car that you're, if it's not doing well, it's not doing well. If the car's not doing well, you're looking to upgrade. I encourage you to check out wheelwayautos.com. Pete and the folks down at Wheelway, they've got a lot of great quality vehicles on there. They can work with you in your monthly budget. Check it out at wheelwayautos.com for your next vehicle. Pete and the folks treat you right down there. We are almost warm here. What is the temperature in the studio? Is what? 38. All right, that's good. I'm all right with that.
I gave you hell on Friday night. All about that single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray. Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my all to those empty bars. They always left me with a broken heart. Never really ever gave love a thought. Man, as soon as I swore it off, God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve her and I don't know why. She gave me her hand, I gave her a ring. Then as soon as I could, I gave her my last name. Now I'm gonna give her forever. I knew what I wanted, but he knew better. God gave me a girl. I was giving her all of mine, but the first time they met us when they understood, said, how'd you give one so good? God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve her and I don't know why. She gave me her hand, I gave her a ring, then as soon as I could, I gave her my last name. I knew what I wanted, but he knew better. God gave me a girl. It's just the right time. And I give you the world. Cause she changed mine. God gave me a girl. Girl gave me a kiss. Kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve.
truck. You better be ready, cause I'm picking you up with a full moon shining and a little bit of luck. We'll run out of gas and maybe get stuck. We could get lost, baby, I don't care. I ain't worried as long as you're there. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, next to me. Barbecue chicken in aluminum foil, just enough money for my gas and oil. Who needs your shrimp and your caviar? I sooner have you just the way you are. Rich people got the money to hold, mansion on the hill and diamonds and gold. But it can't compare as far as I can see. Next to you, sitting next to me, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. Next to you, next to me. Change the station if the news comes on. When the signal ain't coming in too strong, we'll make our own music, honey, all night long. If the good Lord's willing, when we're old and gray, the kids are grown up and moved away, we'll be rocking there side by side with the barbecue chicken and the TV guy. Well, there ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. No, there ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, next to me. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me.
Country classic Shenandoah there. Country classic brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls. ParkManorWI.com there on Facebook too. During this cold weather, I've been taking yesterday, part of Saturday and yesterday, I was sitting around just kind of, I had the football game on with no sound. And by the way, I recommend that if you can do something else. Having a football game that you're semi-interested in. Now, if it's your Packers, if it's your Bears and Vikings, I understand the sound is important. But when you're watching a game like me for yesterday, where I wanted to watch it, but kind of interested, I turned the sound off and listened to music and other stuff. It's much more enjoyable than listening to the ramblings of the game. It's amazing. You can still figure out 99.9% of the stuff that's going on without the people telling you what's going on there. So that was kind of cool. And I was going through some old sports cards. I've got less than I had a few years ago, but still several hundreds. And I was just kind of going through them and, weeding out and figuring out what I'm just going to kind of get rid of and stuff. And I was looking at the photos of sports cards pre fancy cell phone camera photography. And I was showing a couple pictures to my wife. I said I would just show her the card and say, do you think this guy's happy with that photo? He finally becomes a professional football player. He gets his own football card. And this is the photo that they take. Literally, the guy like took his helmet off and all of his hair is like shooting in different directions. North, northeast, northwest, some east and west. Just hair just like phew, everywhere. And my wife made a good point. She said, well, back then you took the photo and then you couldn't look at it. I mean, you're just, even back in like the 70s and the 80s and even early 90s, you took photos and you're just like, well, I hope that's a good picture. Now, of course, you when you take a photo, you say, hold still, you take like eight of them. Which one do you think is the best? I don't like, my eyes are closed. Let's try it again. You're tweaking the whole thing. You don't see as many bad photos anymore because people will normally edit them. And if they don't edit them, they actually physically go in and like make themselves look better in the in the photo. It happens a lot. But back in the old days of taking football and baseball photos for baseball and football cards, that was it. I mean, they won't even do like a photo session where they say, okay, today we're going to have our pictures taken for the football card that you fought your whole life to get. No, they would just say like, there'd be a guy on the sideline. It'd be like, hey, Jim. And the guy, the Jim would turn and look at him and you'd take the picture and that's your football card photo. Good luck with that. Hope it works out okay. Some bad photos. And all of the offensive linemen from back in the 70s and 80s, they all had their fists together and their elbows out in that traditional offensive lineman blocking stance. It's just so corny. Just that's why I love going through football cards from especially the 70s. The 70s, for some reason, had some that were... They went from just the traditional photo of just holding a helmet and saying, hey, my name's Biff and I'm a linebacker. You know, they would just like hold the helmet. The 70s, they said, let's get a little creative. You know, let's have Jim kick the ball. And then the guy's leg is high up in the air. They cracked me up. Most of those cards are, 99.9% of those cards are worthless. They're worth pennies, just pennies. But the entertainment value of them is certainly good. So on a cold day like today, I encourage you, if you have some old classic cards, football, baseball, take a moment, sit down in the chair, grab a cup of coffee, and start going through them. You'll see what I mean. Take a look at the photos and tell me that those aren't some of the worst pictures ever taken of mankind.
Attention travelers and ice fishing fans. County Line Express Station on Highway 70 between Fifield and Minocqua is your one-stop shop this winter. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are the only gas station on this stretch. Ice fishing gear, they've got you covered. Check out the Vexilar FLX 30 Gens Pack, perfect for pros, and the compact, powerful Vexilar Scout 800 Fish Finder. Plus live bait, St. Croix rods, winter gear, firewood, propane, snacks, premium fuel, and more. County Line Station, your ice fishing headquarters this winter.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and head to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Mondays at 4 for Mexican night, close Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but back Thursday with brisket and chicken bacon ranch wraps. Fridays mean fish fight with salad bar. Saturdays mean pork and dumplings, plus delicious prime rib at night. And Sundays, prime rib breakfast is served until 2 p.m. Don't miss daily deep-fried chicken specials. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand.
At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
98 Q Country.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar, more than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's everything, she's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world, she's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, "Honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway." She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's everything, she's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and daughter. Yeah. She's somebody's whole world, she's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's daughter. Yeah, she's somebody's daughter.
Drew Baldridge, new song.
She's somebody's daughter.
And that's the name of it, ironically enough. St. Vincent's Food Pantry in Phillips is going to be closed tomorrow due to the severe cold weather. So St. Vincent de Paul, the food pantry in Phillips will be closed tomorrow. Check out all the cancellations and postponements. 98QCountry.com. Severe weather updates brought to you by Diana Skowinski, your State Farm insurance agent here in Park Falls. We'll take a look at the news coming up next.
Well, I was raised in a sophisticated kind of style. Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hack wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and the symphonies. But I like my music hot, I like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side.
lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Should've seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I did. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and a too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. I like the sweet, I like them with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like them brassy, I like them brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump and Melania Trump departing St. John's Church in Washington, headed to the White House for tea with the President and First Lady. Earlier this morning, President Biden issued preemptive pardons.